Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us in our advanced class as we start our December lessons. We're going to talk about airline fees. Welcome, everyone. And today, to start the month, we have a great group of people here to discuss the article with you. We have our studio classroom editor, Linda. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. It's great to be here with everyone today. Thanks.
And, Linda, we're going to talk about airline fees. You have to take planes often when you go back and forth to the States and do seminars in other countries, don't you?
Yes.
So are you interested in this article?
Very, very interested.
And Josh, you do a lot of flying. We're glad to have you with us. Josh is a businessman and also a former studio classroom teacher and a present studio classroom fan as well as an advanced teacher. How are you, Josh?
It's great to be here, Doris. And yes, the airline industry has certainly changed a lot in the last 5 years, and fees are a big part of that change.
And Bill, have you noticed that you've been doing quite a bit of traveling this past year?
Yeah, I have noticed that these fees have taken off, as we say in our title, Doris, and it seems like you're paying now extra for almost everything.
That's true, but we're giving you an extra teacher. We have 4 people here today, and some of you have asked for more people, but no extra charge.
There's no extra fee.
No extra charge, right.
So does that mean advance is taking off?
Advance is taking off, right. But this article that we're going to be reading today on page 10 is about not only the planes taking off, we think we get on a plane and say it's time to take off. That's okay for us to take off. But when money takes off, what happens?
Well, that's a bad thing, because then that means it's going to become more expensive. And that's inflation would be one way of saying money taking off.
Right. And it says that ever multiplying airline fees can catch consumers by surprise.
That's right. And ever multiplying here just means there are more and more fees.
And that's so really true, isn't it?
Right. It sure is. You have to pay for every little thing almost.
That's right. So we're not talking about the prices of tickets, which haven't gone up too much over the last few years. They've increased
a little bit.
But it could be a lot more is what the airlines are saying, that we should be charging you more with the cost of gas prices and the amount of money they're spending on fuel. So they have found other ways to get money from us.
Well, I'd say they've gone up quite a bit, because just a few years ago, you could get a round trip ticket to the States, to the West Coast, for 600 U.S. Then it went to 800, and now it's about 2005 or something. That's gone up quite a bit, I think.
That's right.
Well, last 5 years?
Same distance.
It depends on, the level of seat that you want, whether it's economy, business, first class. Right. But what they're trying to do is keep the basic economy fare down low, because that's actually what attracts buyers. And then once they've got people hooked, then they tack on these extra fees. So that's their goal, keep that basic economy fare, because that's the one that shows up on everybody's web search.
I think it's a little bit different with international flights. Some of the items or things that they charge you for, this is about domestic flights within the U.S., are you won't find on international flights. There are some, but not like what we're going to be talking about domestically.
Well, that's the good news then, isn't it? All right. Well, let's see what this article has to say. And there's some very good phrases and idioms, good English words in this
article. Very good.
So as we read, you might read out loud with us if you would like to. And let's start on page 10, the first section.
Airline fees take off. Ever multiplying airline fees can catch consumers by surprise. Buying a plane ticket today can be a dizzying consumer experience, sometimes with an overwhelming number of choices to make, each with its own price tag. Checking a bag? With most airlines, you'll have to pay for that, and maybe for a carry-on. Prefer an exit row? That will cost you. Need to change your flight? That might set you back a whopping $200 on a big carrier. Each airline has its own offerings and prices, creating a bewildering hodgepodge of tack-on fees. Eventually, airline prices will simplify, industry experts say. The fees are so high these days that the actual price of the ticket loses its meaning, said Max Levitt, co-founder of Cheapism.com. You feel like you're being nickel and dimed all the time.
Well, buying a plane ticket can be a very difficult experience. We could say dizzying, because it makes you dizzy to think of all the things you have to think about. Some people like to go online and find the cheapest one, but then it's not always the best one. So it's confusing, isn't it?
Very confusing. And sometimes you have to be very careful about the added-on fees and about if you're looking for the cheapest ticket, sometimes how many stops there are. And the chance of losing your bag is higher than if you get a more direct flight.
Well, that's not only dizzying, it's also overwhelming, which means what?
Well, it's too much information, and it's very difficult to process.
And airline websites are still really terrible.
There's so many websites.
They've just really not made it easy for you to navigate.
They have cheap tickets and all this kind of thing, and they all sound, this is $50 cheaper than the other one. But then in the end, you might end up paying more. So it's confusing.
Yeah, I think what Josh is talking about, the actual airline websites themselves, that is different from what we're talking about also when we say, like, flight websites that you search for tickets.
So. Yeah, that's right. Well, so if you want to check your bags, of course you want to check your bags. But if you're international flights, you expect to do that. But what about the local flights within countries?
Well, within the United States and Europe, you have to pay for sometimes even your carry-on. You know, they'll charge you one per bag. And now some airlines are also charging you even for your carry-on.
What if you're just taking a lady's purse? Is that called a carry-on?
No. It says one free personal item on the Spirit Airlines website.
Computer?
A computer bag, right. That could be your one personal item. But the wheelie, the large kind of rolling suitcase that a lot of people bring on the planes, that is what a few airlines, not many, but a few have started to charge for. But I just flew Florida to L.A. and back on Delta, and it was $25 per checked bag. So the ones that I give them that they put on the plane. There wasn't even one free checked bag for any of our tickets.
But what if you carried them on? You'd have to pay, too.
No, carry-on would be free on Delta.
But, I mean, if you had more than one.
No, you could carry on as many as you wanted. Or I guess you got one. No, you're right. One carry-on and one personal item per person. But we had big bags. We were going to be gone a while. Mm. Like, we couldn't get those on the plane.
Well, there's a lot of choices to make. And if you check a bag now, sometimes you have to pay for it. That's ridiculous. We used to always get to take a suitcase, and now they say you have to pay for it. Doesn't that bother you, Bill?
Well, yes, it does, because we had become accustomed to or used to taking this luggage on and not paying for these. And
Pay for it when we pay for our ticket.
Well, yeah, it might have been in there. We weren't aware of that. But now it's upsetting to have actually be charged $25 or $50
or
$100 for a suitcase.
If you have extra suitcases, even internationally,
right,
you have to pay $100.
That's right. I think probably this would benefit maybe business people who are traveling for a meeting and coming back on the same day, or maybe just one overnight where you don't need to take very much. But people that are going somewhere and staying for a while, you know, it's going to be costly.
Well, what if you want special things? Like some people say, I want to sit in an exit row because there's more leg room, especially in the tourist or Y class, then would you have to pay for that now?
Right. That's what we say there in line 7. That will cost you. So there's so many charges now for different things. Exit rows, window seats, aisle seats. There's all sorts of charges. And they're all different depending on what seat you pick.
Yes. Yeah, Spirit Airlines says they'll charge you $25 if you want to select your seat. But if you will let the airline choose for you, you'll save that $25.
Wow, just think of that. Well, then sometimes something comes up. You have to change your flight. The meetings you're going to have changed, or somebody gets sick or something. So usually you just say, well, I'll just change my flight to another day. But what might happen now?
Well, now you get charged for it.
It might set you back, right?
Right. It might set you back a whopping. This is a great word. Whopping means just really big. okay, like the Whopper at Burger King.
Never had a big Whopper.
They call it that. So this word whopping means really big.
Extra large.
$200 on a major carrier. Carrier means the airline. That's a lot of money to change your ticket.
That would set me back. This is to set you back means that you're out that much money.
Right.
So
10 years ago, I pushed the flight back a day. I didn't get charged anything. And then a couple years ago, I pushed the flight back a day. A day later, $100. Now we're talking $200.
Wow. Well, and sometimes circumstances change. And it used to be if you changed it, you know, a day or so ahead, it was okay. Not the last minute. But no.
Even now, no. You can do that a week ahead of time. They're still going to charge you this fee.
Well, and it's not the same on all airlines. That's what's so confusing. We use the word bewildering down here in the next part. It says each airline has its own kinds of prices, and it's very bewildering. It's even a hodgepodge.
Right. If you're bewildered, it means you're just it's confusing.
It is.
Actually, I have been making some flight reservations, and I found it very confusing, you know, who does what and how much, and it's, you know, you really have to have an eye for it and really be able to understand it. And hodgepodge is right. It just means very confusing mixture of things. So all this information is different for every airline.
And what is confusing is that they have these extra fees that they add on. They say tack on. Like when you tack something to the wall, you stick it on the wall with a tack.
Mm-hmm.
But to tack it on means this is stuck on you.
Right.
You add it on. It's an add-on fee.
Right. So you really need to pay attention, be very careful when you're choosing options besides just your sitting on the airplane when you're flying.
So sometimes people will say, oh, look, I found this flight online and it's $200 cheaper. Be careful. You better check it out.
Right. And that's just the hook to get you in there to buy that ticket. So another word there, hodgepodge stores just means a huge variety.
Right.
A cornucopia of different choices that we might have.
Bill, cornucopia is not an easy word either.
Well, this is advanced.
Advanced. What is cornucopia then?
Cornucopia.
It's a hodgepodge.
It's, yeah.
You know, it's really interesting. In English, there's so many words we use to describe things. So don't be confused by them. But we'd just like to talk about the subject here about airline prices will simplify.
That's right.
That's what the experts say, and I just hope that's true, don't you?
There'll probably be some pushback. People will say it's just too confusing. Please simplify it. Maybe give me a package of things, maybe an A level, B level, C level, or gold, silver, and bronze to help me understand what
comes
with my
ticket. That's still confusing to me.
Well, the other reason things are going to simplify is there's getting less carriers. You know, Continental and United just joined up, and American and U.S. Airways, and there's so many mergers between the big airlines that you're going to have fewer players to even buy from.
Well, the way it is right now, the fees are so high that when you say, well, how much does a ticket cost, doesn't mean anything. That's not what you pay. That's what the ticket costs. But what about the other things? So it becomes meaningless to say the ticket price, doesn't it?
That's right. I like this phrase, that the actual price of the ticket loses its meaning. That's where you really have to be careful. What do you have to pay for?
Yeah. How much is it going to cost
and the
me?
Other thing,
right.
Yes. And we're not even talking about the taxes. We're talking services.
Well, when you feel like you've been nickel and dimed, that's kind of an interesting phrase to use here.
Yeah, that's an old phrase that we used where you go and buy something maybe in the marketplace and then the vendor would just keep adding little prices or little additions to the price, a nickel, 5 cents, or a dime, 10 cents. And the thing you thought you were buying for $1 all of a sudden was $1.65.
Yeah.
You felt like,
or 69.
You're nickel and diming
me. Up to
what are you doing?
Something
right.
Nine, just.
Yeah.
That's right. And I also checked out this website, cheapism.com. It sounds kind of funny.
that's a strange name for a website.
But actually, it was quite an interesting website, and I think it might be useful for our listeners to go and check it out. That Taipei was on there, and
really?
It had – well, I went to my hometown, which was Minneapolis. It had, like, cheap or free things to do, and it had, like, different coupons to use for different restaurants. And it also had a whole listing of products where you could go and, like, check different options for less expensive prices of things.
Well, we'll have to check that one out when you're traveling. Right. Well, the next section talks about something called – unbundling. Let's see what that actually means. Let's read it first.
Unbundling. What consumers call fees, airlines call unbundling, making a la carte choices from services formerly included in the fare. Airline officials couch it in terms of giving flyers more choices. United Airlines CEO Jeff Smizik likened it to customizing a pizza. "We used to serve you a pizza with all the toppings, and that's all you got," he said. Unbundling allows passengers to pay for only the services they want, he said.
So we talk about unbundling here, and that's just the idea of a service or a product you buy that used to be one price for something, and you take it apart and put it into multiple pieces so that you only buy the thing you want. In the airline's case, it's breaking it down to the airline ticket and then the baggage and where you want to sit and if you want to eat. But another thing in the States that's popular, Doris, is the idea of your cable bill being unbundled so that you don't have to buy all the channels that they offer you and you only watch half of them. Hmm. That they're hoping one day we could choose what channels we actually want from a cable company.
Oh, that's interesting. I think maybe this will be spreading to other parts, you know, other parts of the economy as well. It says here that it's making – so when you unbundle something, then they're making it a la carte. And this is a phrase we usually hear in restaurants. It means you order each – your appetizer, your salad, your entree, your dessert separately. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes you'll see like a set course, but you don't want all of it. So you just want this, this, and this.
Well, for a while, the big thing was to do bundling with everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you go someplace, and if you buy this, you get another one free, and it bundled that as a piece of soap or a comb or something. They're always bundling all these things together, and you say, look at all these things you get. So bundling has been really very, very popular in marketing, hasn't it?
Yes, and actually, to use Linda's example, the restaurant, we might say the set menu or the set meal, that's a bundled price. You get all of these things in one price.
It's usually a good bargain,
a little bit lower. Right, it's a good bargain. What's interesting, in the next paragraph, we see that, well, airline officials couch this in terms of giving flyers more choices. And when you couch something, you're phrasing it, describing it in a certain way.
You're covering it up in a way. Right.
Right.
Yes. Make it softer. Make it easier for you. Making it easier for you to choose. Well, you know, sometimes that's good, but sometimes you get better in a bundle than you do by unbundling it. That's what you have to figure out. Now, when you go to a restaurant, if you get the daily special, it will include a lot of things. And you say, oh, that's really worth it. But otherwise, you have to buy things one by one, get your drink separately, everything, your soup, your salad, everything separate. It ends up costing quite a bit more, doesn't it?
Sometimes I've sat down and when I'm looking at a set menu and figured out like what you're getting, I mean, how much less it is. Sometimes it's the coffee. Sometimes it's, I mean, the beverage or whatever. Sometimes
dessert,
it's the dessert.
Soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to decide like what you want. If you see a package, do you want all of that or do you want it piece by piece?
And they mentioned pizzas here because used to you'd buy a certain kind of pizza. But now you say, well, you can add so much for each topping you want. Extra cheese or more sausage or something, then you pay for each thing that you add onto the pizza. So that's pretty interesting to compare it to that. But it's the same way with traveling right now, too. You say, well, I'm not going to carry anything, so I don't want to pay as much as a person that's carrying something. But that gets to be very hard to define when you get into too much of that.
It's true. We're giving consumers a lot of choices these days. This idea of customizing your purchases is extremely popular, but it's also adding complexity to it.
Yeah, that would be – we'd call that an analogy from Jeff Smizik, the CEO of United, Doris. And he goes on to say, we need to serve you – or we used to serve you a pizza with all the toppings, and that's all you got. So that's true. In the airline industry 30 years ago, everybody got the same thing. Everybody was served these meals, and there was other things involved, the free drinks. And actually, that wasn't that great either because a lot of people really didn't need that stuff.
Yeah, but it was a good price, though. Well, let's find out why they have these fees. Let's find out that they're really necessary. Let's finish reading today's part of this article.
Thank you. Why the fees? Jean Medina, spokeswoman for industry group Airlines for America, said fees have a consumer benefit. The model has enabled airlines to keep airfare affordable, she said. The fee craze began in 2008 as airlines scrambled to boost revenue to offset rocketing jet fuel prices while not raising base fares, said Jay Sorensen, president of IdeaWorks Company, which regularly examines airline fees. Airline stock analyst Hunter Kay said in a report that fees are a key indicator of an airline's financial prospects. We factor in our opinion of an airline's willingness to pursue new fees when we decide whether or not to recommend the stock, he wrote.
Well, we have a spokeswoman here, and her name is Jean Medina, and she's speaking for groups, these industry airline groups for America. And they said the fees are really good for us if we're consumers. It says they have a benefit. These fees help us. I wonder, how is she going to convince me of that?
Well, we all know that the airlines have been in big trouble. You know, they've been losing money. The cost of fuel has gone up. And so she's saying that this has helped them, enabled them to keep airfare affordable. I wonder about that sometimes when I pay for my
affordable
ticket.
Affordable means something you can afford. And you think people don't have enough money to fly nowadays, but almost everybody in the world seems to come and visit us out here in Asia. So they must have some money. It
right.
must be affordable.
Yes, people are traveling.
A lot of people are traveling. They don't
numbers.
Have money, but they're traveling.
They sure are.
Well, the airlines have also gotten really good as far as scheduling their flight stores. They've eliminated flights that are not full. And if you see all of these planes, they're 95% full no matter where you go. And they've gotten really great, thanks to computers at scheduling.
And they cancel them. If a flight is not full enough, they'll cancel it.
Oh, yeah. The phrase in America is oversold,
right.
Which is this horrible concept that they've sold more seats than they're actually on the plane. And so you sit there for 20 minutes while they beg you not to take this flight and take another one that has space in it, and that they'll give you a $200 voucher if you go on Tuesday instead of today.
That's kind of crazy. But here they're talking about the fee craze. It says down here at the bottom of the page that the fee craze began back in 2008. Now, why did it begin at that time, Linda?
Well, that's when the airlines were trying to make money because they were losing money so quickly because of the high jet fuel costs. So it says, as airlines scrambled to boost. Scrambled here is quite an interesting word, right?
Mm-hmm. I think of scrambled eggs, but that's not really what it's about.
Well, I think people were scrambling.
Right.
What does it mean when people scramble, Bill?
Scrambled means they move quickly to try and find a solution. You're in a bad situation. You have to move quickly to
frantically,
solve it.
Kind of frantically.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oil prices went from $80 a barrel to $150 a
right.
barrel in less than a year back then. So they were in trouble.
And they were rocketing. The jet fuel prices have still gone up. So they tried not to raise their fares too much. And this fellow, Jay Sorensen, he's the president of something that's called IdeaWorks Company. Have you ever looked that one up?
I didn't look that one up.
No. But they say not raising base fares. And again, that goes back to that economy ticket.
Right.
Because they didn't want to scare away their customer base. They knew if the ticket went from $1,000 to $2,000, a lot of people wouldn't buy that ticket anymore.
So they charge the same thing, but you can't bring any luggage, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Right.
No food. They started that with no food on the airline.
Pretty soon they'll charge for air.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to breathe on this flight?
Yeah. Seat belts, got to pay for
that. That was a little cynical.
Water.
Well, anyway, this airline stock analyst, the Hunter that got into this, what did he have to say, Bill?
He said that fees are a key indicator of an airline's financial prospects.
Right. So these airlines are all public companies. So these stock analysts are basing, well, should we invest in these companies based on how much they're charging and how much they're actually earning through these fees?
So they have to figure it out. And as they're figuring it out, it says here in line six that we factor in, we consider this point in our opinion. This is one thing when you factor something in, you figure it out a little bit, right?
Right. You add it into your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think this – when I read this, I was a little bit confused. So of an airline's willingness, okay, so are they willing to pursue new fees? Okay, so are they going the unbundling? Are they breaking things down for people? So
that helps when they decide whether they recommend the stock
right,
to people.
Right.
Because if the airlines is not going to make some changes, maybe their stock will go down, so they won't recommend it. So you're getting into finances here.
Well, it looks to me like he's saying, yes, if they want to charge fees, then their future prospects actually look better. So then he will recommend that airline stock to his customers.
Right. But tomorrow we're going to find out what that means for the consumer of, you know, tickets or when you want to fly.
It'd be pretty confusing. So be sure you come back because a lot of you will be wanting to take planes to go different places and for pleasure as well as maybe business or going away to school or whatever it is. So let's find out more about these airline fees and what we should do. So will you all be back with us tomorrow? All the panelists will be here?
Yep. Yep.
And you'll be here with us, we hope. So we hope to see you then. Have a good day. And be careful if you're buying a ticket to wait till you finish the article. Okay. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.